All right, let's do this. Coming in hot, December 7th, 2020 time for the Clover Pack Podcast Lounge, episode number 100. And we're going to talk about that. For some of you out there, you've been following the channel for a long time, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, there's more than 100, and technically, you would be correct at that. So we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Some house cleaning. Those that are out there live, welcome. Remember to say, hey, I'll do my best to shout you guys out and that sort of thing. If you're watching in replay, welcome. I did pin a comment up with the Patreon lawn chair pop for December. So that'll happen at 9 o'clock, probably bail a little bit early here so we can jump over there. So if you want to continue hanging out in the side chat over there while we do the lawn chair pop, you're more than welcome. Join us for that. We're going to do a couple things tonight. Going to play. We're not going to pay anything. We're going to play a little game. I've got the patches. I've got them hidden in envelopes. One and two and three all here. So we're going to play a little game for the patches. It's going to involve some trivia. Going to be fun. Hopefully, just kick back and relax and have a little fun. As always, the Monday podcasts have been about you guys, but about your questions, topics, all that good stuff. Throwing us down rabbit holes, quite possibly throw it in there. It's just going to be me tonight. It's going to go, going to be old school, kicking it old school. And talk about that again in a second, too. I'll give the rules on the game we're going to play. And for those that are here early within the first few minutes, there will be a perk to the game. You guys are going to have a little bit of advantage in the game. So wanted to mention something right off the bat in light of the video that will drop tomorrow. I've got a video filmed that's ready to go. Revolves around Christmas and gift ideas and a little bit of e-begging and shilling going on in that video. So I'm not going to apologize for that, but just going to let you know. But anyway, had conversations with some folks. And so some of you out there don't understand, especially this time of year, you don't understand how affiliates work, and in particular, Amazon affiliates and Amazon influencer stores. And as always, you can find the link to the CloverTac Amazon influencer store down below in the description, wherever you might be watching or listening usually. And then also on the website, if you scroll through that media carousel that's there, social media carousel, whatever you want to call it, there's an Amazon link for the store there as well. And I had somebody that said, well, I'd shop your store, but you don't have anything in there that I'm looking to buy. And the thing is, we don't have to as Amazon influencers. If you go through one of our links, like to the Amazon influencer store, and you search or browse and you purchase anything, then as long as that item is eligible for commission, it's not always going to be eligible, but many of the items are, most of the items are, then that particular creator gets credit. So there's no reason, if you're out there and there's certain creators that you follow, you like, you want to help support in a passive way, doesn't cost you anything extra. Anytime you shop Amazon or a place like that, go through that affiliate link. I do it. I can't shop my own affiliate links, so I spread the wealth and do it through other creators that are out there. So I was amazed that some people didn't realize that was a thing and that they could do that. A lot of you out there, I know that, you know, you shop on Amazon, but maybe you don't have the extra, right, to devote to Patreon or do something like that, and you want to do your part to help out creators. So, yeah, a little tip on the way that all that works. Let's give some shout-outs, and then we'll get started on the game. And we'll also turn around and do some history of the Monday show, and then hopefully field some questions, go down some rabbit holes and all that good stuff. G-Web's in the house. Jason Stewart's out there. Guns and Barbecue, Southpaw, Mystic Guns, Iron Horseman out there from Nevada. 45 ACP in the house. RTAC and Daughters is there. 45 ACP done said that. G23, Mad Sexy, what's up, bro? Off the X's out there. Ghost Tactical in the hizzy. Andrew Faulkner's out there. DJ Play Nice in the house. And DJ needs to remind me when we get into the lawn chair pop here later. I got to get you a ranch, bro. So be sure you remind me about that. We've got who else out there? I don't know. Burnaby Sanchez, Joe Ziola. Been a while since I've seen him. And yeah, if I miss you out there, say hey, Jack Wagon. I'm here. Why did you miss me? So let's jump into this. Let's get started and let's get started with the game. Let's give away some patches. But budget guns and gear. I see jumping out there. What's up, bro? I don't see any topics. So yeah, we're about less than 10 minutes in. Everybody that's here early, you're going to have an advantage. So here we go. The way this is going to work, I'll explain the rules one time. If people come in later, they'll just have to figure out as we go. So I've got three envelopes, kind of like door number 1, 2, and 3, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a trivia question. The first person to answer that trivia question gets to pick an envelope. There's a patch in each of these. Gets to pick an envelope. Then later on, I'll ask a second trivia question. When I ask that trivia question, they can either steal the patch from the first person or they can pick one of the remaining envelopes. When we get back around to the third trivia question, that person can do the same. And then at that point, we won't do a fourth trivia question, but at that point, there'll be a fourth turn. The first person, so one of you folks that are here early and gets in on this, you guys will get the final round. So you will get to trade whatever you're left with for whichever patch you want. So a little bit complicated. We do this at holidays. We call it, I've heard it called Hobo Christmas. I've heard it called White Elephant Christmas, a bunch of different things. So same principle, but we're going to have trivia questions involved here. So here we go with everybody that's here early, since we're under the 10-minute mark. That's great, because it seems like 10 to 15 minutes is when most people get in here. And I see the room is pretty doggone full right now. I'll give you some shout outs if I missed you. Let's get this trivia question going. Get our first patch winner here. So with this one, hopefully fairly easy, maybe. But recently I released a video where I took a folding table and reconditioned that folding table. I needed some supplies to do that. The question is, where did I purchase those supplies? Where did I purchase the supplies to repurpose or rebuild the range table? And I certainly said it in the video. There was a picture in the video. So if you watched that video, you should know the answer. But yeah, where did I purchase the supplies for the $8 range table? Andrew Faulkner has nailed it out there. Let me go to the YouTube side. Let me make absolutely sure. And bam, Andrew Faulkner is our first winner. So Andrew, you get to pick 1, 2, or 3. Which one? 1, 2, or 3. Let me know out there. Andrew, Rich White in the house with us. He has jumped in. What is up? G-Web says, pass the patch. Ghost Tactical says, Dirty Santa. Yeah, something like that. I've never heard it called Dirty Santa, but that's pretty cool. G-Web says we shopped Alibaba. Not quite. So Andrew Faulkner says 2. So here we go. We're going to open the envelope. We're going to reveal the patch that tentatively Andrew Faulkner has won. And it is the Baby Yoda, which they're no longer calling him Baby Yoda, right? But it is the Baby Yoda Wolverine, Baby Yoda levitating the AK. So tentatively, Andrew Faulkner, there you go. But we'll have another trivia question here shortly, so you may not end up with that patch before it's all said and done. So yeah, I talked about the Amazon thing out there. Budget guns and gear. Let's see what he said. He said, where I come from, it's called How You Start Fist Fights. Well, that could be too. But hey, we're all friends here, right? We could have a little fun. And by the way, all of the patches, I think, trying to remember, Which patches are there? Yeah, all of the patches, I think, that we have as prizes tonight, every single one of them are available over on Gear website. So, holiday season, pick up two or three stocking stuffers, whatever, right? Rich White out there says, Bucky's, I wished. I actually got to stop at Bucky's. I'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's see. We have somebody come in. Rod with the gun cleaners jumped in. What's up, Rod? Actually got to go to Bucky's three times Thanksgiving. I went the day before Thanksgiving and then twice on Thanksgiving Day. So, and believe it or not, this is really weird. Bucky's is an awesome place if you've never been, by the way. You get down to Texas or whatever, definitely hit up the Bucky's. Great barbecue, which I did partake of this go around. Great selection of old school candy. Great selection of fudge. They have Dippin' Dots. They have all kinds of cool stuff. Roll call in the house. What's up, bro? And I even picked up a shirt, which I'm not wearing today. I've got the Scooby-Doo on, but even picked up a Bucky shirt. Some of their shirts are awesome. And honestly, some of the Bucky shirts get to be quite collectible depending on what they are, because they'll only make so many and they rotate through their styles, right? I've seen some on eBay bring pretty good money for a used shirt, for sure. 45 ACP says candy cigs. Yes, they do have those. Yeah, they got all kinds of goodies in the Bucky's. So stop. Anyway, back to what I was saying about the trips. When we went the day before Thanksgiving, it was pretty doggone packed. Really, really packed. The second time we went, and even the third, both of those were on Christmas Day. Bumping my headset here. It wasn't as bad. And I guess because it was Thanksgiving Day, people travel before Thanksgiving and then they're eating and so tired and sleepy after they eat, maybe, that they don't go anywhere on Thanksgiving Day. Maybe that's the case. We were the idiots doing the traveling on Thanksgiving Day. But yeah, I was surprised there wasn't that many people on Thanksgiving Day, but it was packed to the gills the day before Thanksgiving for sure. There was a chicken there that was all cray cray acting. It was definitely an interesting time. with all the people. Barnaby Sanchez says the corn pops. Are you talking about the beaver nuggets? Is that what you're talking about, Barnaby Sanchez? Yeah, I didn't partake of anything I shouldn't have for the most part. Had a turkey, which is barbecue, which they've got turkey, they've got pork, and they've got beef. But I had a turkey sandwich. But I noticed they had the original beaver nuggets, which to me taste like corn pops, or maybe sort of like Sugar Smacks or something like that. They definitely taste like a cereal. And then they've got another one that I think was like almost like a hot and spicy or something like that. Now they've got three or four different ones. I don't know if you're out there which Bucky's you went to and if you've seen them or not. But yeah, I've seen like a white cheddar flavor and a couple of other ones. So eventually may have to partake of some of those new beaver nuggets, is what they call them, and check them out. Andrew Faulkner says all Bucky's needs is guns and ammo, and it would be perfection. Yeah, totally agree with that. And it is possible. Andrew Faulkner out there, he apparently has had those. He said, Clover, those are like puffy Cheetos. So I am on board with that. I can handle the puffy Cheetos. Question. That's a good question for everybody out there. Cheetos, crunchy or puffy? Crunchy or puffy? Which one? Let me know. If you're in replay, comments below. Let me know. Crunchy or puffy as far as Cheetos? You want cheesy poofs or do you want the crunchy ones? I'll tell you the ones I like, which are, and I don't know if you guys have these or not. So for those that don't want to make a decision, right? It's like picking your favorite child. There are Cheetos out there. I don't know if anybody else has these in their stores. that have a multiple. They got like multiple different kinds. They got like the little Cheeto balls. They've got the cheesy poofs. They've got, I think it's like a little square white cheddar or something. And then they got the original crunchy Cheetos all in one bag. Those are phenomenal. Those are great because you don't have to sacrifice. You get some of all of them. Iron Horseman says puffy. Knives says crunchy. Poor Conservative says crunchy. Bad Sexy says crunchy. You guys are all about the original. Mystic says puffy. Rich says crunchy. Crunchy. The Gun Cleaner's crunchy. Burnaby Sanchez, crunchy. Our Tack and Daughter says both. So, yeah, hopefully we don't start a fight. Now, Roy Munson out there says, you mean Cheetos Munchies? No, that's totally different. Isn't it? I'm going to have to go Google because maybe not. Let's go look. I thought Munchies was kind of like the trail mix. No, it is. Munchies is like the trail mix. So, at least that's what I'm looking at here with the Google. So let me do Cheetos variety bag or something and see what we get. Yeah, I don't know what we call it. If you guys know what I'm talking about with the multiple types of Cheetos in one bag, throw it out there in the chat because I'm not going to continue to Google something that I don't know. G-Web says, but he don't eat that stuff. So, Gus at barbecue. So stemming back to your t-shirt video. What's your favorite cartoon or comic book character? Ooh, that's a good one. Cartoon, probably Scooby-Doo. I mean, pretty obvious by the amount of Scooby-Doo shirts I own. As far as me. Now, my kids growing up, we watched a lot of, Teletubbies is not really a cartoon, but watched a lot of Teletubbies, Blue's Clues, and you'll see the camo, blue sometimes in the Meltime videos that I put in, copyright purposes. I colored him camo. Well, copyright, and it's part of a gun channel too, did him in camo, but Blue's Clues, big one, Powerpuff Girls. Big fan of that, but that's more from the kids, right? Back in my day, was more Scooby-Doo was like the OG. Then you had Smurfs. Smurfs wasn't bad. Snorks was a knockoff of Smurfs. I like the Hanna-Barbera stuff, but I was more of a Hanna-Barbera. This would be a good question for you guys too. We did the crunchy Cheetos, cheesy poofs. Here's another one. Warner Brothers versus Hanna-Barbera. Warner Brothers versus Hanna-Barbera. And when I say I like Scooby-Doo, here's another thing. I also like Jabberjaws. I also like Josie and the Pussycats. And that's basically just Scooby-Doo. It's pretty much the same format of a show. I don't know if anybody out there ever noticed that. Captain Caveman, another one. That is pretty much, again, Scooby-Doo, right? It's just different characters. But, yeah, way more variety with Hanna-Barbera. To me, it was just, I don't know, it was just a lot more fun. I don't know. I mean, you tell me out there in the chat. They also had guest stars and guest voices a lot, especially on Scooby-Doo. And they had it also on some of the other ones. And you just didn't really see that a lot with Warner Brothers, at least not at the time. So, Artak and Daughter says Hanna-Barbera by far. Poor Conservative says Warner Brothers. Now, G-Web says Hanna-Barbera is better than Warner Brothers. Poor Conservative bringing up Hong Kong Phooey. Love it. Deputy Dog. What am I thinking about? There's just so many. So many. Artak and Daughters is bringing up Transformers, G1, comic, Star Trek. Transformers G.I. Joe, that was toward the later end, getting up into junior high and, you know, cartoons weren't necessarily my thing or starting to get that way. But yeah. DJ out there says Cheetos. Doesn't matter. Says open the bag and come back a couple days and the density changes. But he digs the Flamin' Hots. I don't do the Flamin' Hots. I need to try them at some point. the word flaming before hot, if it was just hot Cheetos, it'd be one thing. The word flaming concerns me. I would probably end up in the emergency room if I ate something like that. Mighty Mouse, there you go, the gun cleaners. Now, was it Mighty Mouse? You guys out there remind me if it was, but Andy Kaufman, you guys remember some of your older fellers like me, older ladies, but we won't talk about age. Andy Kaufman, when he got on the stage and played the record, and was that Mighty Mouse? Was that the Mighty Mouse theme he did? I can't remember off the top of my head. So, Snagglepuss really annoyed me, said DJ Play Nice. Even, he said, yeah, he had that drawn out voice. Mystic Gun says Warner Brothers. Hacho Fett says Lowry's. Hot and spicy pork rinds. You're welcome, world. The microwavable pork rinds from Lowry's. If you haven't tried them, Hacho just verified what I've known for a long time. They're amazing. So, yeah, go down, try them. If your area has them, they're probably around $1 a bag. You can get them considerably cheaper. If it turns out you love them, you can get them considerably cheaper off Amazon. And like I said at the top of the show, if you're going to shop Amazon, help out creators like myself and others and shop the Amazon links. You can buy pretty much anything as long as you go through our Amazon influencer store link or whatever. So real easy to do. Just have to remember to do that. But yeah, try the Lowry's microwave pork rinds, the unofficial, hashtag not sponsored, the unofficial snack of Clover Tack, right? Hancho Fett says Marvin the Martian. You know, one of my favorite, if not favorites, Warner Brothers character is probably going to be Marvin the Martian. I really like the Animaniacs. That come way later. But the Animaniacs were pretty cool. We're pretty cool. Always like that. So Artak and Daughter says Super Friends versus Legion of Doom. Oh, that's a good one. I really liked Super Friends back in the day. Hancho Fett's mentioning Super Friends too. I really like that. Boy, when you get into the older cartoons, especially superhero cartoons, since somebody brought that up, and you're talking about the older superhero cartoons and comic books, and then you talk about some of the feature films, the movies. It's difficult for me to watch and enjoy them. On some level, I envy younger people that or people that weren't ever into comic books or those old cartoons or whatever, because they don't know the history and the lineage. And so they can sit down and just enjoy a movie. I think Ghost has talked about this before, that he didn't really follow all that. So he can sit down and enjoy a movie nowadays just for the sake of that movie. And he doesn't bring along all that baggage. And I sit down and bring along all that baggage, and I want to critique, and I'm upset when things aren't the same or not, what do they call it? Cohesive or fluid or whatever. Burnaby Sanchez says Taxi. Yes, Andy Kaufman was in Taxi. But he did a little skit like on Saturday Night Live or whatever. Buck out there visiting Johnny Quest, another good one. Ghost Tactical says his favorite back in the day was Speed Racer. Definitely another good one right there. Budget says he calls BS. We all know that CloverTech's favorite Warner Brother character is Elmer Fudd. Come on, man. Elmer Fudd's okay, but I prefer Marvin the Martian for sure. Hancho Fett mentioning Smurfs. DJ Playline says Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. A college space between afternoon classes. There you go. Hacho says, Smurf you smurfing Smurf. Exactly right. So yeah, Artak and Daughters. Wow. The Spider-Man 1967 cartoon. So poor conservatives was H&R Puffin stuff, more live action, but I mentioned Teletubbies earlier. And to an extent, Blue's Clues was that way. What was the original question? I forgot. We done got, see, you guys send me down rabbit holes and I get off of what I'm talking about and we just completely lose track. 45 ACP says Rooster Cogburn. I don't know where that come from necessarily, but there you go. Hancho Fett said, love the Dungeons and Dragons cartoons. Yes, I am a nerd and proud of it. So We could talk about that if you guys remember, but we're 26 minutes in. Andrew Faulkner won the, for now, won the Baby Yoda. Yeah, I'm not calling him by his name. He's Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda levitating the AK patch. So now I'm going to throw out another trivia question if you guys are ready, because this is a game that we're playing. So I'm going to throw out a trivia question, and you have the option of stealing the Baby Yoda patch from Andrew or picking envelope number 3 or envelope number 1. Okay. So let me throw this question out, and then we'll come back to what we need to do. Now, this one is going to be a little more difficult. And I have done videos on this, and there's been Instagram posts. So if you're following, you should know it. The question is, on my Beretta 84F, what grips do I have? Who makes those grips? It's a set of G10 grips. I'll give you that hint. Who makes those G10 grips that I have on my Beretta 84F? First person to throw that out there in the chat, I will double check it on the YouTube side just to make sure. But yeah, who makes the grips on my Beretta 84F? Throw it out there. You'll be the number 2 winner and get to steal the patch from Andrew or pick a patch. Dealer's choice on that. Roy Munson says, how many of those, these cartoons are still enjoyable now that you're an adult? I've tried to watch Scooby-Doo and it's just boring and repetitive. Yeah, it followed the narrative for sure. It's a lot more fun, Roy, when I'm watching with grandkids. I have a ball. I enjoy it. They don't get the repetitiveness, and so they enjoy it, and we have fun. I will say this. I prefer, when watching Scooby-Doo, I certainly prefer the old school stuff to the newer stuff, without a doubt. The older it is, to me, the better. So, yeah. 45 ACP says, I'm a chicken hawk, and you're a chicken. So, there you go. There you go. Rich White says, WB or HB, Clover? That was the question I threw out there. Where was Rich at? So, yeah, Hanna-Barbera for me. Hands down, Hanna-Barbera. So, let's go through here, and let's see. We've got Poor Conservative, I think. Got this one. It is Lock Grips. I will accept Lock. So, yeah, there we go. So, Poor Conservative. So, here we go, Poor Conservative. Do you want to steal the Baby Yoda from Andrew, or do you want to pick envelope 1 or 3? Poor Conservative, let me know. Let me know. Our Tack and Daughter says, talking about VZ grips. I see gun with how many G's is in gun. Now, there was an option on gun grips. We got, you know, I write for gear-report.com. So, by the way, go check those guys out. They'll be live tomorrow night. Or is it Wednesday night? Wednesday night. Be live Wednesday night for this week at Gear Report. But there was some opportunities to do some T&E with gun grips. And so I think the Rogue Banshee, go check out his stuff. I think he did some stuff with gun grips for sure. All right, we've got the Poor Conservative. He said he wants number 1. So here we go. Let's open it up. Nobody's going to steal tonight, apparently. What the heck? So the Poor Conservative gets the 2A flag patch for now. Anyway, we got one more trivia question coming up. So an opportunity for that person to steal either the 2A patch or the AK Baby Yoda patch. But for now, Poor Conservative has got the 2A patch. Andrew Faulkner, tried to keep this straight in my head while I talk, is not the easiest thing. Has got the AK patch. Now, if you're in replay on this, especially the audio podcast world, my apologies, because, we're moving fast tonight and show these patches and stuff. There's a little bit of visual stuff going on, which sucks just a little bit. Honcho Fett says, nice 2A flag patch. Yes, also available over on Gear Report. Or Gear Report, also available on gearwebsites.com. So, gun websites out there says Gear Report is corking me right now. I thought they started a little bit earlier. Yankees corking me too, but here's the thing. I've talked about this a lot. We share audience, but then we don't share audience, right? And so I've always tried to schedule my live streams when I first start them. And we need to talk about that. We need to talk about how the Monday come along. Some of you folks out there are kind of new to the channel. You don't understand. You say it's 100, and then people that have been around a long time go, hey, you've been doing more than 100. Well, yeah, but need to talk about some of the history on it. Hacho Fett says corking, which means stepping on somebody's toes, doing a live stream, whatever, at the same exact time. That's what corking means. So, yeah, we'll talk about that here in just a second. Actually, we can do it right now because it's not really going to matter. But anyway, so a long time ago, years ago at this point, I don't know the date, I started doing a podcast every Friday. It was Firearm Friday, right? And it was just like this. It was me. It was the audience, if I can point in the right direction. It was me and it was the audience. And it was just having fun, fast paced as we could go, questions going down rabbit holes. You never knew where it was going to end. Sometimes, go look up some of the older episodes on that. I would get attacked by a wasp and have to suspend the live stream while I got rid of the wasp that was trying to attack me. Had some crazy that went on during those days. But anyway, started out all of this with Firearm Friday. It was basically what Mondays are now. And then I turned Firearm Friday into an interview style setting with companies and stuff like that. And I moved this type of chat to Monday, called it MOA Monday. Then YouTube slapped me with a strike once upon a time back in like October of 2017 or 2018. For 90 days, I couldn't live stream. So at that point, I moved MOA Monday to Instagram and did it over there, and done it over there for quite some time, up through, good Lord, 70 episodes maybe or so. And I actually started keeping count from the time it kicked off, I think, with Instagram. Give or take a few episodes, there are some lost episodes because of the way Instagram converts everything over for replay. Instagram lost several episodes. That's why I say it's 100, but really it's not 100. But anyway, and then I had several people that go, hey, I don't Instagram. Instagram requires a phone, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, hey, we'll bring this back to YouTube. We will see how it goes. And so far, you guys show up, you participate, you send us down rabbit holes. But one of the changes we made is, except for tonight, tonight's a special show, except for tonight, I've changed it up now, and I usually bring in another creator, just one, to kind of co-host and have fun and that sort of thing. So that's the history of the Monday podcast in a nutshell. About 34, 35 minutes in right now. Again, we've got to leave a little early. Pinned at the top of the chat over there, you'll find the link for the Patreon launcher pop. So join us at about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when that will kick off. The general public is welcome. And a reminder to folks that are out there, everybody that you see with a wrench, pretty much, I think everybody with a wrench is going to be a Patreon patron. If you are a patron that has been a patron for at least a year, or you're on the sharpshooter level or higher, let me know in that lawn chair pop that's following this live stream. Let me know. Even if you think you may be close to that year mark, right? Let me know. I can check and verify all that, and I'll get you your moderator wrench. So you deserve it. I appreciate all the folks on Patreon. And that's just a little thank you. If you see a blue wrench, you pretty much can be assured that that is a Patreon patron. So G-Web says, that's when Clover was like a junkie looking for a live fix, and he settled for Instagram Live. Had to go somewhere. The recorded podcast did better, right? And that was kind of a blessing, quite honestly, because I was bringing guests in live, and to be able to schedule guests live was difficult. So when they canceled my live or suspended me from doing live, then I had to pre-record all of that, and it was much easier to get guests on. So that actually helped that particular side of the podcast. And looking forward to getting back to some more of that. But right now, you probably noticed that we really haven't had any of the podcasts like that where I've had industry guests or Second Amendment activists or anything like that. Part of the reason is just being able to contact people, nail it down, and get commitments. This whole year, 2020, has been horrible for that sort of thing because we don't have meetups. Normally, we've got SHOT Show, we've got NRA, we've got Tulsa, we've got these other things, and I can talk with folks, and we jot down, hey, let's do a podcast on this date or whatever, let's record, and I just don't have that ability right now. So, yeah, it sucks. So let's scroll up. R4 Mississippi is joining us. It's almost hard to say Mississippi, but I did it. And G-Web's out there. He says, that's back when Clover was still 2A and he cared about the industry. Seemingly, that's true, because without that firearm variety, it doesn't look like I care anymore. But I think it's pretty obvious with the promotion I do, talking about other creators and stuff like that. Speaking of that, Locked and Loaded Latinos caught the tail end of their podcast last night. They had Sarah with HoldMyGuns.org. Go check that one out. It was a good one. They're getting into the 3D printing thing, which is kind of interesting. They've been talking about that. But, yeah, they're fairly new to the podcasting scene and even the 2A movement. Great folks over there, Rolo and Joe. So, yeah. And so Ghost Tactical says they just say Mississippi. So jam it all together, make it short. That will work. Budget Guns and Gear says, like, stop their show and say, hey, if you want to talk about something else, go check out this other show. There you go. Defense Dad says, I do what I want. Unless mom tells me. So I hear you. G-Web says Clover quit, fire Bride LL, Biden won. Coincidence? That's a great point. I blame myself. Everybody else out there, you can blame me too. If you're in replay, comments below. Give me the what for. So we're about 40 minutes in. Again, we have to bail just a little bit early tonight because, again, pinned to the top of the chat out there is the link for the Patreon lawn chair pop. And we're going to go hang out during that premiere and chat, have some fun. I don't have to do this, be in front of a camera and read a chat and clicking links and holding up patches and doing all kinds of things at one time. I could just participate in the chat and talk with you folks over there. So I really enjoy those lawn chair pops, and hopefully the patrons enjoy them, obviously, but you know, hopefully the general public that shows up enjoys those too. They're not much for replay, but remember this, if you are listening to this or watching this in replay and you do want to check out the replay of the launcher pops, I have started putting the timestamps in. So you can jump through. You don't have to listen to all the BS and stuff that goes on necessarily. So I've caught up. I think I've got everybody done, caught up in the chat. We still got one more person that we've got to do here for the little contest, and it's going to get really fun because Andrew Faulkner, being the first winner, will kind of get the final turn and the final say here. So who's going to end up with what patches? We're going to find out here in just a minute. Andrew Faulkner so far got the Baby Yoda, and the Poor Conservative has the 2A flag. Both of these, by the way, from gear websites. Get over there, great stocking stuffers and whatnot. Ghost Tactical says Clover was too busy for Firearms Friday because he was too busy filling out ballots. You caught me. They wonder where all these suitcases of ballots came from. You caught me. Cuff me. Haul me away. You caught me. I don't know what to say. Budget says that Clover Tech is in the pocket of Big Biden. I don't think Biden's got enough money for that. Now, Bloomberg, on the other hand, if you're out there, Mr. Mike, and you want to write a big, huge check, you might just be able to buy me. I'm just saying, you don't know until you start writing zeros, but we'll see. And that's a joke, in case anybody out there is wondering. G23 says he's going to steal from Andrew Faulkner. Andrew Saltner says there will be consequences. So let's get to the final questions. If everybody's ready, pardon me, had to clear my throat. So far, I've got several questions that I wrote out here because I figured one of them might be hard. I'm fairly impressed that the two I've asked so far was answered as quick as they were. So that's pretty awesome. So here's the next one. And spelling, as long as I can make out what you mean, spelling on this might be an issue. So don't try to spell it correctly, but we're gonna do the best we can, of course. But here it is. So recently made a video talking about a rifle that I picked up that was the only rifle produced by a company because the Gun Control Act of 1968 basically screwed the company over. That was the model M68 was the model of that rifle. What was the name of that company? What was the name of the company that got made the M68 that got screwed over by the Gun Control Act in 1968? I want the name of the company. Final trivia winner of the night. And like I said, spelling, we could be a little fluid with spelling on that. So Honcho, I think, got it. Let me go over. I want to double verify on the YouTube side. And Honcho that got it. That is Agawam Arms, located. They were located anyway in Agawam, Massachusetts. Cool video, if I do say so myself. Kind of shows the repercussions of firearm legislation and how that it really hurts small businesses and a lot of different things. But yeah, Agawam Arms. So Honcho Fett. So Honcho, here you go. Honcho has the option to steal the 2A rally patch, to steal the Baby Yoda patch, or to pick number 3. So Honcho, let us know what you want to do. And I'm not going to sing while we wait on him, but G23 says, no, wait, hold on. He says Guns and Barbecue got it. Oh, timeout. Flag on the play. Guns and Barbecue did get it. So my apologies. Thank you to G23. Let me go double check that. Victim of live chat versus top chat. Wow. Okay. So Guns and Barbecue. My apologies. Sorry, Honcho. And Honcho's already got one of the Baby Yoda patches, so he's got the coolest patch anyway. So anyway, Guns and Barbecue got it. Guns and Barbecue gets to pick. So Guns and Barbecue, do you want the 2A? Do you want the Baby Yoda? Or do you want what's behind door number 3? Which at this point, you guys should know what's behind door number 3 because the thumbnail has the patches on it. So no surprise. Oh, Guns and Barbecue is being the benevolent, ever benevolent person there. He says, give it to Honcho. So makes it easy. Honcho says he wants what's behind door number 3. So here you go, Honcho. And he's already got the Baby Yoda. We know this. So Honcho gets a stripper clip. I got to say that because of the YouTube censors. Honcho gets a stripper clip. So there you go. The Hunter Orange, Fud Orange, Blaze Orange stripper clip. Highly collectible, highly sought after, and also available over on gearwebsites.com, by the way, just so you know. So now that we got those out of the way, nobody stole anything yet. So Andrew, question is Andrew still out there? Because if he's not, he won't have a chance to steal whatever he wants. So, Andrew, I said this when we started. I said, if you're here early and you're the first winner, you will have an opportunity because you don't have an opportunity to steal if you pick the first envelope. So, Andrew gets to pick the stripper clip, the 2A, or he can keep his Baby Yoda. The suspense is killing me. So hopefully Andrew's out there. What do you want, Andrew? Your choice. You're going to keep what you won, or do you want to swap it for one of the other two just to tick somebody off, right? Hopefully he lets me know out there in the chat. And he says he's going to keep it. So how boring are you guys? Yes, I'm going to chastise you. I put all this together. We're going to have fun. How boring. G-Webs out there says Baby Go-Gurt. Yeah, Baby Yogurt. Exactly. What is it? Grogu, right? Grogu is his name. It's Baby Yoda. I'm sorry. But yeah, congrats. Andrew Faulkner got the Baby Yoda. He kept it. That's a good choice. And all of these patches are fairly limited, by the way. The 2A flag goes to the poor conservative. And the stripper clip goes to Hacho Fed. And thanks to Guns and Barbecue for passing on that. It's hard to pass on a stripper clip. And Guns and Barbecue, he did that. So shout out to him for sure. If I don't have your address, and maybe even if I do, hit me up, media@clovertac.com. One of you three guys, all of you three guys, make sure that I got your address. Because here in just a couple minutes, we're jumping over. You can find the link up there pinned in the chat. We're jumping over to the Patreon launcher pop. Going to announce some contest winners for the Patreon folks over there, which does include patches, believe it or not. And so, yeah, make sure you check that out. We've got more stuff to give away, or at least announce the winners over there, right? And for those that are unaware, we're going to be the patrons by leaps and bounds, right? So talk about this real quick. But every month, Patreon patrons get to pick. I put up a poll. They get to pick what we use for the launch air pop. I got to get a drink. Hang on. Oh, by the way, we talked about Bucky's earlier, right? There you go. So every month I put up a poll. They get to pick, not a stripper poll, but I put up a poll over on Patreon. Those guys get to pick the fire we use for the launch air pop. I had the new Rock Island Armory AL-22. I had the Smith & Wesson 617, which is amazing. I had a Puma 1873, a little single action 22. That's pretty cool. And then I had an Ivor Johnson Target Sealed 8 revolver. And I honestly did not. I put that in there and I thought, there's no way. Nobody knows what this is. Nobody cares about this. It's ugly. Nobody's going to pick this. And it won. By leaps and bounds, it won. So I am never going to bet on which firearm is going to win that Patreon poll. Never will I ever bet, because I am wrong every single solitary time. Unknown user is in the house. He's late to the party, it looks like. That's a good thing, because anytime we have any trivia or contest or anything else, it's always rigged for user. But what is up? He says, never got a notification. Just saw you were live while browsing channels. So every Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern. Come on, bro. Come on. So we've got, we've got about 40 minutes into this one. Like I said, I'm going to need at least 5, probably, because bathroom break and other things before the Patreon launch air pop starts. So user says he loves Ivor Johnson's. I'm sure Ivor Johnson appreciates that you love him. So that's very brave of you to say publicly with all of these people watching live here on the internet. Ghost Tactical says, stop, chow time. Or maybe it's peace. Yeah, he says peace, chow time. So I had my chow before. Don't want to go down a huge rabbit hole with this, because we ain't got time. But had some deer sausage, some pan sausage, and so fried that up and made an omelet with deer sausage. Woo! It was tough. I enjoyed it. Honcho says, Grogu the Magnificent. The way he was throwing around, spoiler alert, the way he was throwing around stormtroopers last episode. Yeah, definitely was. That was pretty cool and magnificent. I would have to agree. Let's scroll up. Let's see. He says, keep Baby Yoda, keep Baby Yoda. That's what he wanted to do. Honcho's thinking Guns and Barbecue. Says he won't forget the kind. Guns and Barbecue is a cool dude. I don't care what G-Web says. He's a cool dude, for sure. DJ Playlist says twinsies, because he picked the Ivor Johnson because he loves the target. He says they're so underrated. The grip angle, I think. G-Web says, did you like this last episode? Or did you like the last episode? He said he didn't think he liked it. It looked weird. Okay, that's strange. Okay. Rich White says chicken wasn't thought enough, so wife made pancakes and bacon. Breakfast for dinner, always a good thing. Always a good thing. Warsaw Patriot out there says at least not fried squirrel. I tell you what, squirrel, here's the key. Do this with squirrel. You get more meat this way, and it's fantabulous, right? So take your squirrels, skill them out, of course. Take them and pressure cook those dudes. Pressure cook them until the meat falls off the bone. Pressure cook them with some barbecue sauce. And then once they're done, I mean, the meat will just fall off the bone. So you get way more meat, because otherwise with squirrel, you get the quarters is about as much as you're going to get on them. But anyway, pressure the whole squirrel, get all the meat off the bone. And it's kind of like pulled pork almost. And then mix you a little more barbecue sauce in there. Put them on a hoagie roll or light bread or hamburger bun. Maybe you like pickles. Maybe you like onions. And it's good. Yeah, just infringed on the copyright from Campbell's there. But that's okay. Honcho Fett says, did you notice my name? Do you even Star Wars, bro? There you go. There you go. G-Web says the way the stormtroopers were thrown around was a little weird. Oh, Lord. He says not by Baby Yoda, but from gunfights and Boba. Yeah, one thing about that is the, first of all, there's plenty of folks out there that were just waiting for Boba Fett to kick butt in a live action role. Because with Empire Strikes Back with the Return of the Jedi, we didn't get any of that, right? And we know from canon and stuff, he was pretty bad to the bone. I mean, you don't get the lore, the prestige, the reputation that he did as a bounty hunter for being some weakling weirdo, right? Got to be pretty bad to the bone. So I think those fight scenes or whatever, they definitely satisfied a lot of folks out there. But I agree, it was weird how he was using the staff and breaking. That staff was actually breaking the stormtrooper armor. That was kind of weird. I mean, I overlooked that. That thought did go through my head when it happened, because you're telling me that they could get shot with a blaster and that armor protects them, but yet he was able to break it with a staff, right? That's like me taking some AR-500 steel targets and I can shoot them all day long and not put a hole in them, and walking out there with a baseball bat and breaking them half in two. It just doesn't make any, it doesn't make any sense, right? Even if we're talking about the Beskar steel spear, which is another cool thing about the Mandalorian. Beskar, some tough stuff, but I don't know that I've ever seen a situation to where some type of a Beskar weapon has been used against stormtrooper armor. Now, stormtrooper armor is not Beskar, obviously, but by lower, it's a pretty decent armor. I would say lower level armor, but it's a pretty decent armor. So yeah, for him to shatter it like that was weird. It just was. I would agree with that. That was kind of weird. Warsaw out there says, CloverTac, do you know how the clone army became a thing and who was the origin of the clone army? Probably not, because I've not watched Clone Wars. So if you're referencing stuff from Clone Wars, I have not watched Clone Wars. I could tell you through other lore, but Clone Wars, the way I understand it, rewrote some of that stuff, unfortunately. User out there says, as kids, my brother used to bring home a mess of squirrels and we would skin and cut off the rear legs, throw out the rest, use to tick him off to no end. He doesn't do that anymore, thankfully. Yeah, waste not, want not, right? Burnaby Sanchez, wasn't Boba Fett eaten by a creature in Empire Strikes Back? That was Return of the Jedi. No, if all you did was watch the Star Wars movies, then yes, you would think that. If you followed Star Wars lore and canon through the books and other things, then no, that's not what happened. I mean, he did get eaten technically by the Sarlacc, but as we see through The Mandalorian and again through books and other things, that's all that was shown on camera during Return of the Jedi, but it didn't actually end that way. Budget Guns Gear says Attack of the Clones, Django was the template for the clone troopers. This is correct. But I think what Warsaw was alluding to was why, like on Kamino, why they were cloning in the first place. I think that's what he's getting at. Burnaby Sanchez said, no, he said that. G-Web says, Clone Wars cartoon is awesome. Watch it. There's so many seasons is my problem. But yeah, I agree. I need to watch that. So we went down a Star Wars rabbit hole. Unfortunately, I got to leave you hanging and wanting more because it's about 4 or 5 minutes now before we got the lawn chair pop. I've got to take a break before I head over there. So up in the corner here or just go to the channel. Jump over there. Join us for the premiere on the Lawn Chair Pop. We'll be chatting. I won't be like this live on camera, which is probably a good thing because you've had enough of this space for one night. Congrats to Andrew Faulkner tonight. One held on to and was able to keep the Baby Yoda patch, the Poor Conservative, the 2A flag patch, and Hacho Fett, the stripper clip. So that's it. We'll catch you next week. Oh, remember to Amazon affiliate links, Amazon affiliate stores. You can buy anything and everything on Amazon. That creator does still get credit. So holiday season, if you're shopping on Amazon, make sure to help support creators. If you do help me, I appreciate it. If you go down below, click my link and do that. But regardless, if you're going to shop, doesn't cost you anything extra. And it works for just about anything you purchase as long as you go through that creator's link. So help folks out, whoever you want to. Use a different link every time you order if that's what you want to do. But just want to throw that out. We'll see you over at the launch here, Pop. If not, we will see you next week. Peace.